Thank you for calling Family Search. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, Valeria. I'm middle of looking at Kevin Hargrove's case.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to figure out what is the missing time. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, because the caregiver, Kaya, she stated that she was advised to work 13 hours.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's the one hour she's missing.
Mm-hmm. So she's claiming that hour.
Save. Just that 1 hour? Yeah, no problem. The other issue is that typically there's a maximum you're allowed to work per day. I don't know if it's 7 or 8. Let me check for you, because I know she wants to switch the schedule.
Yeah, she wants.
Okay, so it says clearly, here's the problem. It says clearly that you're not allowed to bill more than 2 hours at a time.
Oh.
On the off. I can try to do it anyway, but you should, it says it on it, maximum of 8 units per off. A unit is 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It says 8 units per visit. So I'll give her the extra hour anyway because she needs to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't work more than 2 hours a day. It's very clear.
Okay.
I mean, she could do, it says per visit. Technically, you can do 2 different visits.
Okay. So she can do like 2 hours in the morning and then like 2 hours in the afternoon. She can try it in that way.
We're probably even able to do two visits one after another. You know, like a 2 hour and a 1 hour, just put them next to each other and she clocks in for one and out for the second. Finish.
Okay, I would let her know if maybe that works for her.
Yeah, but you should know though, she doesn't have an extra hour. She only has an extra 45 minutes.
Okay.
Because she works from 10:50 to 2:30.
That is correct.
And that's 35 minutes. So I can only give her an extra 45 minutes, but that's what she works. From the 10th.
From the 10th. Okay. Yes.
And that's what she works. So, okay. And then she's not clocking at all anymore. I mean, all right, whatever.
No, she said that she's always out of home, so it's difficult for her to clock in and out for only 2 hours.
Wait, what do you mean out of home?
I mean, she's always with the patient in the doctors, in the mall.
No, they're not allowed. The VA is not allowed. You have to be in the house.
Okay.
You're not allowed to even go. You're not allowed to go to, I mean, doctor's appointments, I'm not 100% sure, but you're not allowed to leave the house. I think the VA doesn't even let you shop.
Okay, so she can leave the home with the patient? She can be out of home with the patient?
For the VA, I don't believe so.
Oh, I didn't know that for the VA cases.
Okay, VA authorized home health aid services does not include assistance with transportation, errands, grocery shopping, medication, pet care, yard work, or companionship. Everything needs to be in the house. It's on the off.
Okay, everything should be in the house.
It has to be in the house, and it must be in the house. She is not allowed to be with the patient outside the house. She's not allowed to work outside the house. It's on the off.
Okay.
Transportation, companionship, that's not included in VA services.
Got it. I see that in the process document.
If you look, if you see the document that's attached, you scroll down to clinical information.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little more than halfway down. It says it's straight out.
Okay.
It does not include assistance of transportation, errands, grocery shopping, medication, yard work, pet care, and companionship. So no, nothing outside the house, period.
Okay, I would let him know because she's the daughter. She's always with him.
I understand she's always with him. But if he's not in the house, they can't service. Why? Oh, here we go. It's his aide. Okay, so you can even send her this document. It says it straight out. You must be in the house. So if you can't clock in because you're not in the house, then that's not going to be your shift that day. Switch the shift time. Right? But you need it needs to be in the house, and it can't be more than 2 hours a day. We'll pay her for last week. We'll probably lose some money on it, and that's it. It has to be in the house no more than 2 hours a day. Keep in mind, she's still scheduled for 12, and she should be scheduled for 13. Not your fault, though.
Okay, yeah, no, I would let her know.
Yeah, it needs to be another one-hour shift somewhere. Because remember, no more than, it says, no more than 8 units at a time. So these are headaches, but it is what it is. I'll talk to Melissa again about how they set up the VA cases.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you to you for the information, Joni.
No problem. Keep in mind, again, she's only getting another 45 minutes because that's what she worked.
That was what she worked on the thing. Okay.
Yeah, that's. I'm paying her what the system will pay her for what she worked.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Good.
Thank you, Yona.
No problem.
Bye-bye.